We welcome you to the Autoimmune Mamas podcast with Teresa and Tiffany.
We wake up every single day with the reality that our lives have been interrupted by autoimmune diseases, but there is no stopping us. We are here as two friends, two mothers, hundreds of miles apart, wanting to share our stories with you. We will talk about our wins, our struggles, and everyday life. Please join us as we take this journey.
Hello, this is Teresa.
Hey guys, this is Tiffany.
Hey Tiffany, how are you doing? It's been a long time.
I was just going to say, long time no talk. I'm okay. We've had a little hiccup in our schedule here, mostly because of me. You all know my asthma issues, and then with that, I've lost my voice, so I haven't been able to talk for a couple of weeks, which makes podcasting really difficult.
And we're also trying to vacation in between all that. So I guess we took a summer break. I guess we can call it that.
Nice. Summer breaks are good. I like it. So what do we have going on today, Teresa?
Oh, this is going to be a great podcast. I want to introduce my sister, Dr. Susan Mazie. She's a dentist. Hi, how are you?
Good.
And we're here to talk about autoimmune diseases and oral systemic health. That's a mouthful.
No pun. No pun intended.
Oh, actually, I didn't really mean that.
Can you give us a little bit of your background, just because I'm a little less familiar?
Yes, I am a dentist, a prosthodontist, actually, a specialist that treats patients and looks at more overall treatment planning, complex treatment. I've been doing it for 32, 33 years. After I went to dental school and did my specialty program, I taught for 12 years full time at Northwestern's dental school. And through all that, through all these years, a lot of things in dentistry have changed. And used to be very, I think, more mechanical, maybe, even though we had a lot of interest in how it affects your overall health. But I think more recently, probably through my interest through Tress's diagnosis and also through some other organizations that I joined, became interested in looking at oral systemic health, which is just connections between our mouths and our bodies. I think, like in medicine, how everything's changed, we always are looking at that one entity, your mouth, your teeth, your gums, and not really paying attention, just like we did in medicine. You go to your doctor, if you have arthritis, you go to this one. You break a bone, you see an orthopedic, and not understanding how, or spending the time to understand how everything affects your overall health. So I've spent quite a bit of time joining organizations and getting a feel and understanding of what that actually can look like and how we can help our patients understand it and take control of their own health.
Wow. Well, that's fascinating. I didn't even make any sort of connection between dental health and overall health until grad school, and pregnancy and how hormones and pregnancy can increase, risks for different conditions until I was 24, I guess that's what, I had no idea. And now, of course, side effects of medications and such are making me dive into this a little bit more, but it's fascinating.
Yeah. I feel like my passion really lies in understanding ways to reduce the likelihood of you acquiring diseases I'm just fascinated by the whole thing. So I really like to look at that and figure out ways to help patients take control of their lives. I think that's my biggest thing. I said my best day would be not to do another filling, not to do another thing, and just help people learn how to take care of themselves.
Well, so it sounds like, I haven't talked to Tressa a lot about this, but it's more of a comprehensive overall type of visit, you know, I mean, you know, past just the mouth care, I guess.
Oh, yeah. You know, you're not just coming to our office to get your teeth cleaned. Let's put it that way.
Okay, so talk about that a bit.
Well, we want to talk to patients about their overall health, first of all, and explain how all those things can affect your health both ways, how it affects your oral health as well as your oral health, how it can affect your systemic health. So we talk to them about that. And then obviously we do all the examination and to try to develop a plan to help make corrections and counsel them on developing a plan for themselves. You know, we know vitamins and vitamin D and interesting you said that about pregnancy. You're thinking about hormone changes, but it goes both ways. Your hormone changes affecting your gums, but your gums periodontal disease has been shown to increase likelihood of miscarriages, low birth rate. So because of that disease pattern in your mouth, it affects the baby, right? And affects
right.
you.
Absolutely.
You know? So understanding that, I don't think we spend even enough time even explaining that to patients because it takes a lot of time, you know. And patients, I mean, it took us a while. Like even when we take blood pressures on a patient, patients get very unnerved. They're not that comfortable with that concept. Like, why are you taking my blood pressure?
You know, right.
Or if the assistants or hygienists ask a patient about, you know, like their glaucoma. I mean, I was just having a conversation with one of my assistants about, you know, their role. And they have every single person in my team has a very important role from the front desk to the back on helping patients feel comfortable coming in so that they can talk to us. They feel comfortable telling us about these things and not just thinking that we just want to talk teeth.
Right.
You know? So, right. You know, Tressa does an awesome job up front and we do a lot of things explaining that to them before they even get in, talking about herbs and you know, vitamins and why you need to come in because it is very important. And I think people are, patients are a lot more aware of what can be, how we can help them. I think now we're taking it to the next step almost on really getting into the nitty gritty. We do oral DNA saliva testing and we can see the kind of bacteria that's there. And I know, Tiffany, you had, and thank you for those questions, just started me thinking about, you sent me some questions on things you're interested in finding out from the podcast. And it really got me thinking about a lot of things and, you know, sometimes explaining it is hard. And so I sat down and I pulled out some things that I think so interesting to think about. You know, you're talking about autoimmune disease and how dentistry and affects it. And it goes back to so many things. I even learned something. So I'm thinking chronic inflammation and autoimmune disease are the same, chronic inflammatory diseases, and they're not really. And I don't think the average person understands that. But if you take it backwards, so autoimmune disease is a chronic inflammatory disorder in a sense, right? So chronic inflammation in your system, periodontal disease is a chronic inflammation. It's bacteria, and that causes the inflammation in your system always to be there. Your body's always on trying to fix something, and so then it can trigger autoimmune diseases. Like there is a connection between rheumatoid arthritis and periodontal disease. If you can stop periodontal disease early, they're showing that you can really maybe decrease the likelihood of you getting rheumatoid arthritis, or once you have rheumatoid arthritis, decrease your symptoms. So there are direct causes, it's very fascinating. I mean, we're touch the tip of the iceberg. We just don't even know. But there's a lot of relationships between periodontal, obviously, okay, I always tell patients this, right? And a dentist say this, not just me. If you had a cut on your hand and or you just touch your hand and it was bleeding all the time, you'd think you had a problem.
Right.
If your gums are bleeding, that means that you have inflammation in your system. And inflammation, what happens is that let's take it one step back further. What's causing that? There's bacteria in your mouth. There's certain kinds of bacteria we're finding out now that cause different problems, have a likelihood of causing cancer, you know, like 20% likelihood of having pancreatic cancer if you have certain periodontal pathogens.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
And so now, and then I also said rheumatoid arthritis, which is an autoimmune disorder. So there are, we know that these, if we can reverse some of these things, we are always going to be helping a patient. It can only go in the good direction. So that bad bacteria in your mouth, and there's different ones, so not everybody has every single one. So at this point in our in my professional career, we're trying to figure out which bacteria causes what problem. And we can do that now with saliva testing and then find out how to fix those, because not all bacteria is bad. I mean, our system, you know, we need good gut bacteria.
Right.
So
we don't
spray everything. So once we figure that out, so if someone has that bad bacteria in their system, then it causes inflammation, which makes this bad bacteria get in the vascular system because it breaks the system down. Then it becomes systemic.
Wow.
Okay. Once it becomes systemic, then you then increase the likelihood of getting these other conditions or diseases. I also heard, I listened to this one, the father of functional medicine, his name is Jeffrey Bland, and he said something. I listened to a podcast during the COVID stuff, and I listened to him a lot. He's very fascinating. When you talk about chronic inflammation in your system, and for instance, like COVID, when somebody has chronic inflammation, that's why the people that have a lot of autoimmune disorders and things had a worse outcome if they got COVID. Because okay. Their bodies got overwhelmed. So our immune systems are really our friends. Our immune system is trying to help us. But what happens is when you have bad things going on in your system, your immune system is always on, trying to fight off the bad infections to get you healthy. But then it overwhelms your system and becomes a negative.
Absolutely. And then you're susceptible. You're susceptible for more.
Yeah, you just can't, you become overwhelmed. So, and then the thing he also says is that our cells turn over really, really fast, right? So you think like, okay, you think you're always the same. No, it's constantly changing, but the new cells are being basically like born, let's say, in that same bath environment of the inflammation. So those cells are already gauged up. They're already ramped up. So every time something new happens, the new cells are always on.
Wow.
So then when you have, let's just go to periodontal disease, which you don't think it's anything, but it's a huge, you know, it's a huge problem. 70%, they estimate 70% of the population has periodontal disease, that being always on. So your body is always trying to fight those bad bacteria. And it may seem like a small little thing, but it isn't, because your body's also trying to take care of the rest of it.
Right. Wow. I guess it just brings up, I grew up in a house that dental health was really important. So, you know, I just have great dental hygiene, but it really brings a whole new meaning of like having and maintaining a routine. And then I had no idea about DNA testing for the bacteria. I mean, I love this kind of stuff. This is awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, because I know you're into healthcare and science, so it is fascinating. It's really fascinating the things that we can do to help people now. And that's what I was saying, if we can just educate people on it, then we can reduce the likelihoods of having, because Jeffrey Bland's whole thing is on functional medicine, you know, get to the core of the basis, figure out what triggered it. And he also believes, and in my heart, I want to believe it, that if you can get a disease, you can cure the disease.
Yeah.
I mean, really, if you hear one person, this is what I think. I mean, this is, and maybe I'm the eternal optimist. But if somebody can cure their cancer, you know, I have a few patients that have come in that said they've been told they're in stage four, whatever kind of cancer they have. And then all of a sudden, it's all gone. Maybe they changed their diet. Maybe they got the certain medicine that worked for their own, you know, problem. But if you can fix one person, that means there is a possibility to fix all of it.
It's not impossible. So cool. Yeah, that gives me goosebumps. You've changed my way of thinking, because coming into this, I was like, well, I'm on these medications and I'm doing all of this. How is that going to impact? But like, you've flipped it. Like, it's almost like, don't think about the meds, like go all the way back and treat, you know, where does it all come from? So that totally shifted my way of thinking while listening to you, which is great.
Yeah, you should listen. You should read The Disease Delusion. It's very fascinating. That man, he is just a wealth of knowledge. And when you listen to that, you're like, oh my God, I just don't know why we cannot get to the basis of this. And, you know, I'm not saying we can fix everything.
Right.
But many things we can minimize. I mean, nobody wants to be on 9 million medicines. Okay. Nobody. But we have to, because also we also want to live. And sometimes we don't know enough in medicine, or we can't find the individual thing to fix your issue. When you have multifactorial problems, it becomes very complex. And then all the medicines have side effects. So to tear it backwards and to get to the core of it is overwhelming and very hard. And not everybody knows everything. So now you got to run around trying to find the people who, one, think like you do, who want to figure out what's going on or can spend the time, you know, and it's not easy. It's just not easy. I was just saying to one of the hygienists about, we're talking about research and different things that are going on. And when we do research in dentistry, it's very hard because we're working on individuals and everybody has a lot of factors, so it's hard to get a set population where you can find the results that are statistically significant. So right. we tend to in healthcare minimize those effects because we don't think it's relevant. Okay, so we say, oh, we only take research articles where we know the statistical significance was blah blah blah. Well, okay, I always say, like, my sample size, which is N in research,
right.
Is one. I'm one. We're not N is 5,000. I don't really, I care and I don't care about the 4,900. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So wow. Every person needs to look at themselves like the one individual and tear it down and figure it out. And it's not easy. It's not easy. Okay.
Well, no, you know, and I'm just thinking to myself and abnormal labs and things that have just popped up that just don't make sense. But then as a population, you know, you look at your patients and then they have issues and social issues and financial, you know, I mean, it just goes on and on and on and on, and trying to uncover all those layers or peel them back. It's a hard job.
No, it is. I mean, we spend a lot of time with our patients because of that, because I think the success of treatment has to do with individualizing the healthcare. Whether it's dentistry, I don't talk to every patient the same. I don't treat every patient the same. I mean, I could do something totally different on some other person because whatever their issues are. And also the trust factor. I think success of treatment has to do with the trust in the relationship also. And they've said that. Another great book to read is Joe Dispenza. You listen to Joe Dispenza?
Tressa's told me about him. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
He wrote The Placebo Effect. He's written a lot of stuff, and he is a very fascinating guy, man. But, you know, people they want to discount the placebo effect of medicine, but it has been found to be actually a treatment in and of itself.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I believe that 100%.
Tiffany, we got to put these book titles on our Facebook page.
Yes, I'm writing everything down.
Okay.
So I'll be able to hopefully do that.
Yeah, I'm not really talking about dentistry that much, but I think it's...
No, it's good.
I love it.
I just love it. It's my passion. I find it so fascinating and how we're all tied. It's all tied in together. So you can't separate the tooth from the finger.
Right. Absolutely.
You know, going backwards on how you were talking about our cells, how they rejuvenate, there's new ones, blah, blah, blah. I'm thinking, you know, when the new ones come in, they're just kind of mimicking the old, they're in that environment. So, and I'm thinking, oh, wow, that's how, what do they call that when they wipe your system out and they, your cells, they.
Stem cell?
Stem cells. Yes, thank you. Stem cells, how they do the stem cell transplant and how they wipe your system out. I can see how that works that way. Because your cells then have a clean environment, basically, to start new.
Yeah, it probably does. It's very interesting. It's like, you know what? Patients would come in and say, oh, for years, people like, you can lose your teeth. Okay, you have a higher chance of having periodontal disease if you have diabetes. And you have diabetes, they go together. So patients that have diabetes, they get a lot of bleeding and gums. So patients would come in and say, well, I've got my family had diabetes, I'm going to get diabetes. Everybody thinks like this is your genes. We are not our genes. And that is a fact. Many people still think, because when we were younger in school, they used to teach us that's your DNA. Whatever your DNA is your gene. That's it. You're done. And that has been proven not to be accurate. You are not your genes. You can change and get better. And that's another thing that in functional medicine, and Jeffrey Bland goes over a great explanation of it in that disease delusion book. And it is just eye-opening when you really think of that. So you can actually do and become what you want. You can change. You can change your cells at a cellular level, at a mitochondrial level. And that's why, like Terry Walls, she's doing a lot of stuff on for MS. She does a lot of stuff on mitochondria, because that's our energy source and stuff. But the research at that level, you can change things. It's just crazy to even think about it, that you can reverse disease. But I'm not saying it's easy, okay? Right. And I don't like to minimize it, because when you don't feel well, this is not, I feel like I don't have the problem. So I don't like to minimize it, thinking it's not overwhelming for people that have a lot of, medical issues. But also, there is evidence that you can reverse disease. You just have to figure it out.
I believe it.
Very hard, very hard. But I you have to. It's a huge commitment. It's a huge commitment, and life is complicated, so it becomes hard.
That concludes part one of autoimmune disease and oral systemic health. Tune in next week for part two. See you then.
We appreciate you spending this time with us and hope that you have enjoyed our podcast, The Autoimmune Mamas. Never forget that the disease does not define who you are. You are strong and you are amazing. This is Teresa and Tiffany signing off for now. Hope to see you next time. Have a great day.
The available podcast, Autoimmune Mamas, has been produced for entertainment purposes only. The contents of this podcast does not constitute medical or professional advice and does not create any type of professional relationship between the audience and the presenters.